5 Minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 Minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众账号已经开通了，我们每天早上六点半会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识他的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
那今天在我们的微信公众号里回复3002给你看今天的文稿。
Hi everyone,
大家好
I'm 黄色背景 Jerry,
我是爆炸头 Alex,
I am the yellow background Jerry,
还要用英文说一遍吗
Yes,
我不知道爆炸头怎么说呀
You speak the Chinese,
我们在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语
And we are broadcasting from Sydney and welcome to season 2, I mean
season 2
说了100次了
说惯了是吧不止当中还重录的呢
We are broadcasting in Sydney and welcome to English show 5 minutes
也可以也可以、我们昨天把这个 Viva la Vida 讲了一下对吧
Yes, definitely No, there's no definitely in this one Okay Yes, we did, Willix、
yeah.
I'm glad you remember Now, the character in this song
就刚录的能不 remember 吗
The character in Viva La Vida was probably similar to Carlo in some way. That's why they named the song Viva La Vida.
其实分析这首歌的人，一部分会说这首歌是在讲路易十六，对吧？ The King Louis the 16th.
Yes.
发音对吗？
Oh, very good.
Thank you. 也有人会说这首歌讲的是基督 Jesus, 对不对？ Jesus.
And there is evidence for both sides.
Evidence 不就是证据吗？所以我们今天来讲讲哎，哪些地方会让大家觉得这首歌是在讲路易十六呢？哎，哪些地方会让大家感觉到这是在讲 Jesus 对吧
Christ
他姓 Christ 吗
No
那为什么他叫 Jesus Christ
Find out in episode 204
真的吗
Yes
OK
Yeah so King Louis、The man who was king but fell from grace Was eventually executed by the National Convention This was France 17th century
你在讲什么 Fall from graceGRACE, grace 就是优雅的，但是它也是，代表了一种地位，其实，对吧
？Yes，
比如说 Your Grace 一般都是称呼公爵以上的爵位的人
，OK，
而且一定要是应该要是皇室血统的人才叫 Your Grace。哎，我们第一集讲过这个，好像 Your Grace, Your Majesty, My Lord。
Oh yeah，
对吧
？Oh yeah，、but The king isn't the only one that gets grace.
Oh,
right.
不过那时候是
The dukes get grace too.
Fall from grace 就是路易十六在法国大革命的时候是国王，然后他被判了死刑，他就从至高无上的地位上面跌倒了下来。
Yes,
就我们中文讲的这个叫什么？站得越高，跌得越重。
Yeah, probably something like that.、But one thing is fell, F-E-L-L, is past tense.F-A-L-L is present tense, so just be careful.
Fail 是过去式
Yes.
Fall 是现在式
Yes.
我说反了
Yes. And you can understand why King Louis fell from grace in the first four lines of the song.
好，那我们来听一下 I used to the world Sees it rise when I gave the word Now in the morning I sleep alone Sweet the streets
I used to rule the world Seas will rise when I gave the word
You gave the word
Okay, shut up
I used to rule the world 就是我曾经统治世界对吧最后变成 Sweep the streets I used to own 扫曾经我拥有的大街
Yes
让我想到那么上海有个老流氓叫黄金荣他最后、
okay.
就解放之后他原来是在大世界就坐镇的嘛最后解放之后他去扫大世界的路变成扫地工了
GG
有点像啊对吧
But he wasn't king, was he?
差不多吧你以前旧社会这种大流氓几乎是 king 啊、
oh.
老蒋都要跟他合作的
Oh, really?
对啊
GG
GG
Anyway, so
GG 什么意思啊
Don't worry Anyway, so
解释一下嘛
No Anyway, so
是你的口头禅吗
？No，
是大家都这么说的吗
？No，
解释不清楚。
OK，GG、
okay, so, 是不是就是 Oh my God？
No，
那他妈什么意思啦？
You can figure that out
。啊，你为什么不肯说呢？
Because I'm trying to move on with the
episode. Okay.
Okay, so not only this verse, later in the song, it also says, Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate. Just a puppet on a lonely
string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? Revolutionaries, 就是革命分子。Revolution 就是革命嘛。
Yes,
对吧
that's right.、
嗯、这段意思就是这些革命分子都在期盼我的脑袋被放在银色的盘子上，是吧
？Yes, that's right.、
嗯、我好像听说过英语有个成语叫 something on a silver
platter.
A silver platter.
Oh, you know this?
这什么意思、啊、
？So, this one is very interesting.、
嗯、
think of 富二代。
哦，哎，还有一句就是含金钥匙出生的人。
What's that mean?
Was born.
Oh, yes. Was born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
啊、对，银色的。
The, I don't understand why they don't use gold. They have to use silver.
我也在想这个问题。
Is, I don't know why.
好像之前是哦，勺子没有金的呀，都是银器呀。
Okay.
银器。你在想什么？你好污啊！怎么能这样呢？
No, I wasn't thinking of anything. I just didn't understand. That's why I was staring at him.
继续。
Yeah, so saying someone is given something on a silver platter means they were given something for free or because、of his connections or because he's born in a rich family or something along the lines of that, right?
就等于说他其实一辈子不用工作了就很富有了。这里跟那个含银钥匙不是银钥匙含银勺子出身是一样的。
Yes, but...With the silver spoon, that means you're born in a rich family or a family that is very powerful. Silver platter is not always that case.
Oh.
Silver platter is...
含银不是银钥匙那老说成钥匙
Exactly.
含银勺子出身这句话 Was born 什么东西啊我忘了
Born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
好长啊 Was born...
With a silver spoon...
With a silver spoon...
In their mouth.
In their mouth.
Yes.It's like a literal translation.
对啊，它跟那个 silver platter platter 是不是一个意思？
Slightly different.
一点点不一样。
Yeah.
就是说，含银勺子出身，一定是权贵之家出身的人
，yes，
才能这么叫。
Yes, exactly.
就马云家的孩子是可以这么叫。
Yes,
对吧、
Silver platter is like you're given something for free because of your family or because of you know your connections or something.、Yeah. So, for example, you could be given.A job in the company on a silver platter because your dad's the CEO or something.
Oh, 我懂这个意思了。我懂。
You 明白
？Yeah.
你 understand?
Yeah.
你 you 明白 ？Understand?
What are you talking about? Silver platter 就是大盘子嘛。那英语里面说把什么东西放在 silver platter， 就是说你可以不劳而获。就像杰瑞刚才讲的
，Very good.
如果我得到了一个工作是，我如果我得到一个工作说是 on a silver platter 就等于说比如说我爹是 CEO 所以我得到了这个工作不劳而获的意思、
yeah.
对吧、
yes.
但跟那个含银钥匙怎么又说成钥匙含银勺子出身就是同样的这个语境但是不同的意思不同的表达方式
yes, slightly different、
yeah.
silver spoon is to do with family your family is rich they give you a silver spoon
yeah but I'm notUnfortunately.
Me neither, unfortunately.
If I am the 富一代, you are the 富二代.
But I'm not 富二代 to you.
你终于懂了。哎，那穷一代呢？穷二代呢？
Was born with a bronze spoon in their mouth? I don't know.
Wooden
spoon in your mouth, yeah.
Okay. 或者是塑料 spoon.
Born with no spoon in your mouth.
哎，为什么是？含着勺子出生。
Oh, because you feed the baby with a spoon.
Oh,
Wakari master car, Alex-san? Wakari master car?
什么意思啊？我只知道杨梅的啊。
Jesus, I'm worried about you.
Don't worry about me.
Oh, no, I won't be, I promise.
好了，那歌词里面的这个 silver plate 是什么意思？
So when the song gets to revolutionary's weight for my head on a silver plate, not platter, plate. It's a reference, religious reference to St. John the Baptist, who was executed. And had his head put on a silver plate.
就等于说他是指，他其实是指的是圣经里面的这个 St. John the Baptist.
We don't know. Is it St. John the Baptist or is it King Louis?
Oh, it's Jesus.
Who knows? But I assume it's...
executed, 就是被砍头了。
Executed. Yeah. Executed doesn't necessarily have to be beheaded.
但是死掉的。
Yes, to kill someone for their crime. Yeah, that's executed.
就一定要是 for crime 被处死叫 executed.
Not really. Just you kill someone, you can execute them.
Okay, 就是被杀掉了。
Yeah, but execute is more commonly used
for crime.
Yeah, okay. Executed as a war prisoner or for war or something. You know? Behead is cutting the head off. So you can use a huge knife, you can use a guillotine. It's still cutting the head off. Executed, you can use a gun or use an electrical chair or something.
Behead 怎么拼啊?
B-E-H-E-A-D.
H-E-A-D, 这是一个词是吧?
Yes.
就是被砍头。
Yes.
叫中国人砍头就直接拿大刀砍。西方人喜欢做个机器。
Well, sometimes the guy might screw up, you know. Nah, he won't. How can you screw up though? You lock the guy's head in place in that thing, right? And then you just...
Yeah,
can't screw up, right? Anyway.
中国有满清十大酷刑的。
I think...
老外有
西
国。
Yeah, someone has... Europe has some pretty dodgy shit as well. You know Guy Fawkes? He tried to put a bomb into Parliament. 1605, I think.
这我不知道啊。
Oh, really? Anyway, so...
他后来怎么死的吧？我们再讲怎么死。
Yeah, so he was convicted of high treason, right? And he died with, I think they call hanged, drawn, and quartered.
So 三个啊。
Yeah, so hang is to hang someone, right?
Yeah, 绞死。
So they hang them till they're almost dead.
Yeah,
and then
就没死。
Yeah,
绞得半死。
Like almost,、uh-huh. yeah, to like...就上吊嘛、So he hanged them till he's almost dead.
这不叫上吊，这是上吊是自己去
自杀
叫上吊。
Sorry.
你被人那叫绞死。
So they do that until he almost dies. And then they drawn him. So basically that is cutting off. That's four parts, I think. So the first part is cutting off his dick and testicles. His dick and balls.
腌了。
Yeah. And then opening his stomach and taking out his intestines.
就是把肚子给切开。
Yeah, and then taking out his heart and stuff.
把他的那个心脏和其他的一些器官。
Yeah, and then take it all out and then cut him into four pieces.
然后再五马分尸。
Yeah.
其实中国最残忍的不是什么把肚子切开，你知道吗？
Isn't the 1000 knives thing?Is that the worst one?
我觉得有两个是最残忍，一个是你说的这个
千刀万剐，
剐刑嘛。
Yes. Oh my God.
叫凌迟。
Yeah, 凌迟，凌迟。
还有一种就是叫什么来着？
五马分尸？
不是，一切为二的那种。
Like this way?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
因为你五马分尸了，你是死了呀。但是你一切为二，叫腰斩。腰斩的是腰斩完你没死啊，而且你知道你要死了，而且你只有上半身是有意识，下半身没有了。
哦，
这是最惨的。
Why？
你想想，你能想象得出来的呀？你被一切二了，痛肯定是痛的。
Yeah。
而且你知道你要死了，但是而且你有意识的。
I see.
不痛快的死是最惨的。
But what about 五马分尸 ？Isn't that really painful when they separate your whole body？Isn't that pretty bad too?
Yeah. 但他死了，至少死了呀。
But you'll die if your half your body gets cut off from blood loss eventually.
也是。
What are you talking about? Anyway.
讲哪儿啊?
Anyway, the interesting part is that the song says he is a puppet on a lonely string. Just a puppet.
Puppet, P-U-P-P-E-T, 就是木偶的意思，对吧 ，Jerry?
Yes.
它是指那种挂线木偶吗？还是指所有的木偶都是
？Think ones with strings.
就是指特指的这个挂线木偶，就是 puppet on a string.
Oh yeah.
对吧
？In that case, yes.
它反正就是木偶
Yeah
但是 puppet on a string 就是挂线木偶
Yes
OK
Yeah、mm. When, I guess in English if you say puppet
就是挂线木偶
People usually think of
它就是指挂线木偶就是隐喻这个人是被别人控制的
Yes that's right、mm-hmm. Yeah that's how we think Yeah、mm-hmm. Anyway so obviously he's saying he's being controlled right
Yeah 就是被人控制
Yeah
对啊
You know, normally the king isn't controlled, right? Normally the、
yeah.
king controls other people.
Yeah.
But because of the revolution,、mm. He was, well, we assume King Louis was placed under house arrest.、
Mm. House arrest. Arrest, A-R-R-E-S-T, 就是被囚禁的意思。对吧 House arrest, 就是被软禁因为囚禁在自己家里嘛还蛮舒服的。对吧有网络啊有、也不一定有网络了。软禁就没网络。没网络没电话。只能看看报纸啊什么的
Yes
对吧
Or I'll just play chess but You know in,、You know how、some naughty kids You don't let them go outside the house right、
嗯、
We call that grounded
Grounded
Yes
也一样的意思是吧
But not It's not serious right It's just、mom, Your parents ground you、
哦、
Grounded me
哦也差不多那不是软禁就是、
yeah.
你被关起来
Yeah
不让你出去禁足嘛、yeah. 就
Oh really Okay
对啊嗯嗯然后说哪儿了路易十六被软禁的时候他就被迫要答应革命分子的各种要求所以说他是被革命分子操作的 puppet
Yes
对吧 puppet
on a, lonely,
a string
puppet on a lonely string
on a lonely string 诶为什么要加个 lonely string、啊、
poetic like it's like a poem it's to make it sound better when you sing it I don't know I think they choose lonely because I think at some pointKing Louis's family was all like executed or something、
oh.
and he was the only one no it's because、before
很多意思都会有
yeah
有的时候一语双关诗或者歌词它好的时候就是一语双关或者极关嘛
yes that's right
对吧
I think lonely because I think before his trial he was locked away by himself、
嗯、
in like the tower or something、
嗯嗯、
yeah he was locked away by himself for a while so、
嗯、
yeah lonely
嗯, 嗯哎，我们下次可以讲讲，就是比如说像莎士比亚十四行诗这种的，就讲讲英语的韵律，因为我们知道中文诗是有韵的嘛，比如说，四行一定要一二四，它的结尾要是一个韵的。
What's 韵？
韵就是比如说啊，鹅鹅鹅，曲项向天歌，白毛浮绿水，红掌拨清波，这就有韵。鹅鹅鹅。后面什么？我刚才怎么背的？曲项向天歌，最后一个音就是呃。
哦。
但是第三句不一定要合上面的韵。
哦、so it's like one.
这是最简单的。
哦、okay.
其实最还讲究一点，它有平仄、平仄、平平仄、仄平仄、平仄仄平，你知道？这个我也不懂，很复杂的。
OK、
嗯。
I see. Well, too complicated.
四句已经很简单了，有的是四句叫绝句嘛。
All right. That's enough for now.
Yeah.
We'll continue
tomorrow.
And remember.
我中文还没说呢。抢我话了、啊、算了不说了
And remember what
Jerry was behead 是被砍头是吧
Yes
那你 be dick
OK
别忘了在我们的微信公众号里回复3002可以看到今天的文稿哦 如果大家喜欢我们的话可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了喜欢我们的话可以订阅我们的节目或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励也可以在微博或者微信给我留言我每条都会回复的也欢迎大家转发我们的节目让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话可以加我微信号不是微信公众账号是我私人微信号 ALEX 下划线 ZQ 下划线 YU 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号复制粘贴就可以了但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包那就得看缘分了哈哈哈哈